This is Alex Lyon. Get ready for Lehigh Valley Phantoms hockey.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Phantoms Report. I'm Bob Rotruck. We're catching up on all things Lehigh Valley Phantoms. Coming up, we'll hear from goalie Alex Lyon on his NHL debut with the Flyers and his mental approach upon his return to the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. The Phantoms right now at 28-14-6, second place in the Atlantic Division behind the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, in very good shape for a playoff spot and perhaps home ice advantage as well as a run for the division crown. 48 games down and 28 games to go, so I think that squarely puts us into stretch run territory. Phantoms are 8-2-1 in their last 11 games. I think it's fair to say the Phantoms getting better and better, and also winning the close ones. Lehigh Valley's record in one-goal games now at 15-2-6. That's the most one-goal wins in the Eastern Conference, second most in the American Hockey League. Some impressive stuff there. And now the Phantoms are getting healthier at the right time, at least getting healthier mostly. Corbin Knight returned to the lineup Wednesday in the Phantoms' 4-3 win against the Charlotte Checkers. Knight was out for a little over a month and is one of the most valuable guys on the team. A center who wins his faceoffs and is huge on the penalty kill. So respected in the locker room. Does so many things right. He might be the last guy you want to lose, actually, but the Phantoms won and persevered without him anyway, as well as without several of the other guys who had been absent of late, like Misha Vorobiev, Phil Myers, Colin McDonald, Cole Bardreau, among others. Now the team is maybe the healthiest they have been all season, and perhaps fielding some of their strongest lineups of the year as well. Two injured players still are Samuel Morin and Danik Martel. Both were hurt in January, although for Morin it's his fourth time sitting out. They are both skating, at least on their own or in practice, but neither one is close to returning yet. And the return of Alex Lyon from the Flyers, that doesn't hurt either, nor does the current stay of defenseman Travis Sanheim, who has now played six games with the Lehigh Valley Phantoms and seems to have shaken off some of the rust while finding his game again, logging much bigger minutes with the Phantoms than he could or would with the Flyers. Wednesday night in Allentown, a fairly strong performance against the Charlotte Checkers and a 4-1 lead with a few minutes to go. Charlotte had a late push and a couple of extra attacker goals to make the game much more uncomfortable, but the Phantoms hang on 4-3. Not the first time the Phantoms have had their struggles closing it out and letting a team off the ropes. Head coach Scott Gordon was mostly okay with that, though. A point shot on a 6-on-4 sneaks through and things happen with aggressive goalie pulls. He's focused on the part of the game that went well, and that was the vast majority of it.
You know, there's a few opportunities there. Oscar was in front. I was hoping to get the five, but as you can see, teams pull their goalie early. You get a power play against you, and then next thing you know, you're playing 6-on-4, and it's in the back of your net. And then one rush, and it's a one goal game. But it was only a one goal game for the last 30 seconds. And the reality is, I thought we played really well for 56 minutes.
While Gordon was fine with the game overall, there was some grumbling among the players in the locker room after the Wednesday game. This situation of having decent leads late and letting teams claw their way back in is not ideal. Phantoms captain Colin McDonald.
You know, we talked about after a second, just have that that killer mentality. Just when you have a lead like that, just not letting teams back in. It's something we've addressed, going back a couple weeks now, and just still... obviously, we're still not there, letting them back in at the end, but, we are addressing it, we are talking about it, and we are aware of it. We just gotta be better.
It's a little frustrating that, lately these 6-on-5 situations have been sort of biting you.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of leaves a sour taste in your mouth even, tonight. It just doesn't feel like, we really won. It's we've been struggling for whatever reason. I don't have the answer, and... Obviously, I'm stating the obvious here, but we gotta figure it out.
In the end, though, it's a 5-game home point streak for the Phantoms at 4-0-1, and also 10-3-2 on home ice in the team's last 15 home games. The Phantoms are wrapping up a stretch of 7 out of 8 at home, with games this weekend on Friday and Saturday against Hershey and Rochester. After this, the Phantoms play 5 of the next 7 on the road, so it's nice the Phantoms logging these wins on home ice while they have them. A guy who has caught the attention of pretty much everyone lately is Nicholas Obey-Kubel. 2 assists in the win on Wednesday. Here's an intercept. The Phantoms with numbers. Will O'Neill trailing. Shoots and scores. Will O'Neill right up the gut there on the 3-on-2 after Nick Obey-Kubel intercepted the pass and started the rush back the other way. Will the thrill O'Neill, his fifth goal of the season. 2:13 into the game. It's 1-0 Phantoms on the first shot of the game for either side. who scored a goal on Friday on behalf of the Phantoms. Here's Greg Carey with a rocket. He scores! 21st of the year for Greg Carey. Knocks the water bottle from the right wing wall. And with 12:20 to go in the second period, it's 2-0 Phantoms. That's the second assist of the game for Nicholas Obey-Cubell on his 31st point of the year. That last setup by Obey-Cubell was good for Greg Carey's 20th goal of the season, not his 21st, and that's three straight years of 20 or more goals for the 26-year-old Carey, who has one of the hardest shots in the American Hockey League. Obey-Cubell had a two-goal game a couple weeks ago, and then the next night clobbered a couple more shots off the post and was also robbed on a spectacular save by Utica's Thatcher Demko. Obey-Cubell's offensive numbers are great, but the overall elements of everything he's doing in his game is what will get him to the NHL, and Scott Gordon is very pleased with what he's seeing out of Nick Obey-Cubell.
Really has turned the corner for us and probably been our best forward in the last month, just particularly after the new year, just to be able to produce the opportunities that he produces, and then on top of that to be able to score. So, you know, there's a lot of positive, encouraging things that we're getting from our players, and, you know, we just got to continue to build on it.
Obey-Cubell was a round two selection of the Flyers in 2014, and is in his rookie season with the Phantoms, I'll be honest with you, I saw the flashes of skill and the skating ability, but I just didn't think he had what it took. I'm changing my tune in a big-time way. Gordon is correct. Obey-Cubell has been the team's best forward since the new year, and yes, that means he's probably been better of late than Oscar Lindblom or Mike Vecchione, among others. Nothing wrong with how those guys' games are coming along, but Obey-Cubell has been that good. Just over 1.5 years into his pro career, I think the future is very bright for Nicholas Obey-Cubell. For Alex Lyon, his future came more recently. His future is now, and it really started to arrive a little over a week ago with his NHL debut with the Philadelphia Flyers. That's dream come true territory for any kid who grew up playing hockey. Lyon becomes the 15th all-time Lehigh Valley Phantom to make an NHL debut with the Flyers, joining the likes of Tyrell Goldburn and Donnick Martel, Taylor Lear, Robert Hague, Samuel Morin, Travis Sanheim, Shane Gostisbehere, Will O'Neill at 29 years old, among several others. In some ways, it did not go as well as Alex Lyon would have liked, but in other ways, he was fine with how he did, and he can't wait to get back.
Making your debut,
yeah.
You kind of got thrown into the fire there.
Well, yeah, it was just a crazy interchange because I was on All-Star break, and then next thing I know, I'm playing in Washington, so it was crazy. It honestly, not too much time to think about the nerves or anything like that, so I guess the nerves didn't play too much of a factor, to be honest, but at the same time, that's a lifelong, you know, dream and goal, and achieving it is a pretty big deal, so I was happy.
Were you out of town on All-Star break, and then they had to, you know, get you on call?
Yep, yeah, I was in Orlando, and I was on the golf course, and they said, hey, your flight is in 2.5 hours, so we'll see you and see you then. So yeah, it was a crazy go there, and flew back, hustled and flew back, came to Allentown, then drove to Voorhees for practice the next day, and then we were off on a train to Washington. So
all your stuff was here, you'd pick that up.
Yeah. So it was, and I didn't know how long I was going to be there for. So yeah, it was wild, but in a good way. Couldn't have been happier.
I guess it's not something you picture, making your debut like that, like going in the middle of the game. Everybody probably thinks if, you know, about their NHL debut, yeah. They think about starting.
Yeah, some glamorous, glorious starting situation, but I think that more than not, that's probably how it happens. I would think, you know, kind of same thing with my first call up this year. First time I got called up, they're just like, hey. This guy's feeling a little sick. We'll see you in a couple hours, okay? So I think that's more typical than what maybe you pictured in your head. It's never going to be a perfect situation. So, honest, just such valuable experience. And kind of happy to get that one under my belt. And I know what it takes now. And I'm excited to get to work here.
Oh, Ovechkin slapper to start it off. Your first save, right?
Yeah, it was actually my second save, okay. But it was definitely a good way to set the tone. And at that point, I wasn't really thinking. I was just like, all right, I don't even know. I'm not even sure what was going through my head. So,
at some point, somewhere in your head, you have to be out there going, you know, this is Alex Ovechkin, and over here on my side is Claude Giroux. You're out there. I mean, I'm here with these guys. I know you're focused on stopping the puck, but you're also seeing guys that, you know, you grew up watching for a very long time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's so special. And for those 10 minutes, I was working extremely hard to filter all that out and just be like, you're going to enjoy this a lot more now if you play hard now and then enjoy it after. So that's kind of the approach I tried to take. And then we got on the train, and obviously I got a lot of texts and things like that. So it was a big deal. And, yeah, just tried to have fun with it.
Going up there, did you think that this could be the time? I guess you never really know.
Yeah, I think, well, it's a little different because obviously there are those days, like 2 weeks ago I went up and just backed up for a night. You know when those nights are coming, but I always try to think whenever there's a little bit of an extended period of time, I always make a point when I'm driving out of Allentown to say, the only time I ever want to come back here is to pick up my clothes. So I think that's the mentality you have to take. And with that kind of motivation and drive, and obviously not in a bad way, I love Allentown and I love the Phantoms, but at the same time I'm trying to realize my goal, and that's just how it happens. Guys get hot all of a sudden, and they just find their way, so that's what I try to do.
What are your thoughts on, you know, your two starts and a couple of losses there, you know, some good and some where you would have liked to have done better?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think that a lot of times you see situations with goalies where they get hot and they go on runs right when they get up there. And I mean, it's impossible not to picture that in your mind. Even when I was, you know, just about to get in those games, but I felt like I had strong outings. And, I mean, it wasn't the picture perfect way that necessarily you see all the time, but it's also an extremely positive experience. I thought I played a really solid game in New Jersey, and even in Ottawa, I just worked as hard as I could and put out a good effort, and I just wanted to give the team chances to win. And I think, you know, I'm going to come back from that experience in a very positive way. You'd like to do better. You'd like to pitch two straight shutouts, but I think my first two games at the Phantoms, I gave up 5 in each, so I'm already doing better than I was a year ago.
The speed of the NHL game. I mean, that's what everyone talks about, and that is something to get adjusted to. I mean, you can be up there and watching from the bench and waiting for your turn, but when you're out there and you see that speed and it's coming at you, it is noticeable, isn't it?
Yeah, the speed, and maybe not even so much the speed, as I just thought that the physical presence of those guys, like, the guys down here don't have that. They don't have any lesser tools necessarily, but those guys are just a little bit bigger, a little stronger, just a little bit sharper when they do get their chances. So that's the biggest difference, I thought. And it's good for me now because I know where I have to be and I know what it takes. So like I said, just using that positive, using it as a positive experience, I'm going to come in and try and play with confidence now.
Speaking of speed, you showed off a little speed there too. Is that the furthest you ever came out of your net on that one? I've never seen you come out far out here.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, I'm not an aggressive guy by any means, but I just felt it like it was important in that first game, especially because they scored twice on the power play early. I just thought, why would you ever try and play, you know, just to have a respectable appearance? I kind of got in my mind, I want to be aggressive. I want to take the game the other way. And I think maybe that play was a little bit of a result of that mentality.
Were you kind of surprised that you got the start then the next game there?
I mean, I think that's just a result of an 82-game schedule, crazy schedule. Guys are, I don't even know. The coach told me, and I said, all right, smiled and nodded, and you try and do your best and get in there. And same situation in Ottawa. I gave up too early, but I felt confident and happy that I battled back. And they ended up going with Newby there in the third, but, you know, boys battled hard and came back, tied it up, so that was a big point.
Did you get any feedback, you know, before you've been up there before, but you didn't get in a game? Now that you've been in a game, did you get any feedback coming back down from anybody?
Yeah, I mean, a real big positive is just to know that you can hang, and I guess I never really got a true level of comfortability there like you would. I mean, I just don't know those guys as well, and just my first time, and so I think when that increases, it's going to only get better. And
were there any conversations?
Yeah, there was it was all they were extremely supportive of me, and I'm just trying not to maybe I'm trying to play my cards a little closer to the vest here, but it was just good, and I think that they're happy that they know that I'm not going to go in there and get lit up for five in the first period every time. That's the biggest hurdle that you have to jump over is like, I didn't play my best, but I put out a respectable appearance. Now I'm ready to go, and now that I know I can play at that level, and I think once I get a little more time there, I can be really, really good at that level. Just the same exact transition as coming into the AHL last year. You just kind of got to wrap your mind around it, and then just keep working and keep battling to get better.
How difficult is it to deal with the nerves when you're thrown in relief on Wednesday, as well as on the start on Thursday? I mean, that's a factor, too. Was it a bigger impact or a lesser impact than you might have envisioned going into something like that?
What really helps it, well, I generally typically don't get very nervous for relief appearances. I don't know why. I've just always been – I just think it's a better approach to stay relaxed on the bench and kind of – taking the approach like, all right, I'm coming in here in relief. I'm just going to do the best I can. It's an imperfect situation. So I think usually I'm pretty decent in those scenarios. But then in New Jersey, we actually didn't get in there until late at night. Like, I didn't get to sleep until maybe 3:30, 4 that
night.
Took
the train, right?
Yeah, we took the train. So everybody was just, like, waking up and kind of, you know, opened the eyes a little bit. And it was like, all right, I'm not too nervous. I'm trying to focus more on getting a couple coffees down or something like that, you know. So I thought that was actually a really, really positive tool to kind of thwart the nerves. So I was happy that it ended up to be that situation.
A wonderful conversation with Alex Lyon. He is so well-spoken and so thoughtful in his answers and in his interviews. It's always a delight chatting with Alex Lyon. The Lehigh Valley Phantoms this weekend on Friday and Saturday tangle with the Hershey Bears and Rochester Americans. Then on Tuesday, February 13th, a road game at the Bridgeport Sound Tigers. Phantoms are 4-0 against the affiliates of the New York Islanders this year, who have inched their way into fourth place in the division. But the Lehigh Valley Phantoms in second place with a six-point cushion over the third-place Providence Bruins and right on the heels of the first place Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. Catch select broadcasts of the Lehigh Valley Phantoms games live on Flyers Radio 24/7. Thanks for enjoying and listening to the Phantoms Report. I'm Bob Rotruck.
Hi fans, this is Phil Myers. It's time for Phantoms Hockey.